Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Bhatra Sinha, Associate Editor at the Print. And in today's podcast, I will tell you why the Supreme Court has cancelled bail granted to Ashish Mishra in the Lakhimpur Kheri violence. Son of Union Minister Ajay Mishra Teni, Ashish Mishra will now have to go back to jail. On Monday, a Supreme Court bench led by Chief Justice N.V. Ramana set aside the Allahabad High Court order that gave Mishra bail in connection with the Lakhimpur Kheri incident that resulted in the death of 8 people in October last year. Ashish Mishra was allegedly in the car that had, on 3rd October 2021, mowed down 4 farmers who were protesting against the now repealed farm laws introduced by the Modi government in 2020. In retaliation, the protesters had resorted to violence, killing Mishra's driver and 3 others. The incident had taken place in Tikonia village in Uttar Pradesh's Lakhimpur Kheri district. The Supreme Court on Monday made some strong remarks against the Allahabad High Court, which the top court said had shown tearing hurry in granting bail to Mishra. It set aside the bail order because it denied victims the right to participate in the proceedings and also because the High Court had exceeded its jurisdiction by touching upon the merits of the case and making observations that could have had impacted the trial later. However, the bench noted that Mishra too cannot be deprived of his legitimate right to seek enlargement of bail on relevant considerations. So, it remanded the matter back to the High Court with a direction that it will re-examine his plea for bail afresh after providing an opportunity to the complainant or victim to participate in the proceedings. SC said, ends of justice will be adequately met if the matter is remanded back so that it can be decided in a fair, impartial and dispassionate manner and in view of the settled legal parameters. To put it differently, no accused can be subjected to unending detention pending trial, especially when the law presumes him to be innocent until proven guilty, the court remarked. Now, if you recollect, the Lakhimpur Kheri incident had sparked public outrage, prompting the Supreme Court to intervene last year itself. It was only when the top court took cognizance of the violence that the Uttar Pradesh police sprung into action and arrested Mishra. However, unhappy over the slow pace of investigation, the top court had constituted a special investigation team under the supervision of a former Punjab and Haryana High Court judge for a fair and impartial probe in the matter. The SIT had submitted its charge sheet before the local court in January this year, providing extensive details regarding Mishra's involvement in the violence. But on 10th February, the Allahabad High Court granted Mishra bail, after noting that the driver must have driven rashly to save himself from the angry protesters. Families of the deceased farmers had then approached the top court, questioning the bail order, claiming it ignored the police charge sheet that contained detailed allegations against Mishra. They said they were not heard before the bail order was pronounced. According to the victims, they got disconnected from the online proceedings and could not make effective submissions before the High Court to challenge Mishra's argument for bail. Their application for a rehearing was not considered by the High Court when it granted relief to Mishra. In the Supreme Court, the Yogi Adityanath-led government did not extend its support to the petitioners and even rejected a recommendation made by the SC-appointed special investigation team urging the government to move the apex court to seek cancellation of Mishra's bail. The SIT had made recommendation on the ground that Mishra could tamper with witnesses, which the state termed as a false apprehension. In its order cancelling Mishra's bail, the SC bench, also comprising Justices Surya Kant and Hima Kohli, acknowledged that the High Court had failed to hear the victims before deciding Mishra's bail plea. A complainant has participatory right from the stage of investigation up to the trial under criminal jurisprudence, the bench remarked. Further, the court lamented that the High Court had overlooked relevant considerations and gave importance to irrelevant considerations, adopted a myopic view of the evidence on record, and proceeded to decide the case on merits. In doing so, the High Court ignored judicial precedents and established parameters for grant of bail, the court observed. Despite several Supreme Court judgments ruling that an FIR cannot be treated as an encyclopedia of events, the High Court went on to give undue advantage to the FIR in the case, as well as the subsequent postmortem and injury reports. There was no legal necessity for the same, the Apex Court added. The impugned order cannot be sustained and has to be set aside accordingly, the court said, giving a week's time to Mishra to surrender. The Supreme Court verdict dwelled at length on the rights of a victim in criminal jurisprudence and traced the history of its evolution. It expressed its disappointment over the High Court's failure in this case to acknowledge the victims' or their families' right to be heard. Holding that the victims' families were denied an effective hearing, the top court said, rights of a victim under the Criminal Procedure Code are substantive, enforceable, and are another facet of human rights. They are independent, incomparable, and not accessory or auxiliary to those of the state under the Criminal Procedure Code, the bench reiterated. Therefore, the presence of the state in a proceeding does not tantamount to hearing a victim of the crime, the bench further explained. Where victims themselves come forward to participate in the criminal proceedings, they must be accorded with an opportunity of a fair and effective hearing. If the right to file an appeal against acquittal is not accompanied with the right to be heard at the time of deciding a bail application, the same may result in grave miscarriage of justice, the Supreme Court said, adding, victims certainly cannot be expected to be sitting on the fence and watching the proceedings from afar, especially when they may have legitimate grievances. That's all I have for you right now. This is Bhadra Sinha bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.